Seth, how big was that 51-yard field goal late, confidence-wise, for you after two misses against Auburn?
Big confidence, but, I mean, all field goals count, especially in the SEC.
When you miss a couple, does the goalpost get a little narrower? Or, I mean, I'm sure it's easy for you to just slough it off, but for a golfer guy, you know, after a couple of chili dips, they're all going to be chili dips, it seems like.
Yes, sir. I just remind myself that it's the same 100 yards and that same uprights. Nothing changes.
Was kicking in that stadium any different? You've done it before. But
yes, sir.
Any different?
I mean, it's Jerry's world. It doesn't get any better than that.
Obviously, for a kicker indoors, you like that without having to fool with any of the weather, I'm guessing.
Yes, sir. I do like that. Kicking in the dome stadium, don't have to worry about the wind. You can just hit a true ball.
What do you have to think about or remind yourself of in those moments?
I try not to think best I can. I just go back to my muscle memory and tell myself nothing changes, and I have full confidence in Connor and Braden. So they give me all the confidence in the world.
Does Braden do a good job keeping you loose?
Oh, he definitely does. We keep it lighthearted. We have fun kicking and punting.
What's your range? I mean, you nailed that. You still had a little extra to go. How far back do you think you?
This year, I mean, I've told Coach Fisher around 38, 39 yard line, so 55, 56, 57. I feel comfortable around there, and thanks to Coach Schmidt and the strength guys, you know, hopefully that range will continue to improve.
In a situation like that, did Jimbo ask you at all if you could make it? Was there a conversation at all, or was he like, get out there, let's go? Was it already predetermined?
So pregame, I go talk to Coach Fisher, and I tell him my range, just depending on how I hit the ball that day in warm-ups.
What was the conversation before you tried it out there for that, if there was any?
There's no conversation. He just calls field goal, and we go out there, do our job, just like anybody else.
Is there any discussion when you go and tell him what your range is for that day on, you know, does he ask you how you're kicking it? Were you, you know, the intricacies of it, or is it just, that's it, and you go?
We just keep it simple. He asks me what the range is, and that's what we go with.
Until you miss it.
I mean, he has full confidence in me, so.
So the range obviously is going to change in an outdoor stadium depending what wind in against her for
some days. Yes, sir.
That game is always seems like it's coming down to the wire. Did you think you were going to be playing a big role in it?
Well, we always get Arkansas's best game against us. I guess it's AT&T Stadium brings out the best of them, but it's fun playing them, and we expected a good Arkansas team, and they hats off to them. They played their tails off.
How'd you handle the up and down of the Auburn game looking back? Well, you know, how were you able to adjust in that game as it went on?
I just tried to forget about it best I could. Just flush it, short-term memory, like any good kicker would.
Is any game when you miss one bother you more than others? When you look back, if you said you try to flush it, have you been able to do that from the get-go, or did you have to do that a couple times?
I learned that back in eighth grade. That was something that my high school coach taught me, just to make or miss, just flush it, next kick.
What did the win do for team overall? I mean, now you didn't play your best. I mean, let's be honest, but
yes,
you got the win, and now you're 3-2.
It's a big confidence booster. I mean, we're in the same spot that we were last season, so we get to decide with this bye week what path we want to go down. And I think we're starting to gel together more as a team. We're starting to make more plays at critical moments in the game and take control of that momentum. We just need to do that more often and get our full potential.
After a month of play, can pinpoint where the special teams has really succeeded and some things you guys need to shore up in this bye week?
I mean, there's things we need to pull together all across the board, not just on special teams.
How would you describe your year so far?
It's been a good year, but it can always be better. We're not perfect, or I'm not perfect. I thought Braden and Connor have been doing a tremendous job, so those two misses fall on me, but other than that, just next game.
How much of what you do is mental versus how much is physical?
That's a good question. I don't know if I could give you a percent, but there's definitely a point where you can overthink it and you can get in your own head, but I just try to stay out of my head best as possible.
How much do you talk to other kickers about that and the psychology of it?
We hang out every once in a while, but we don't like to talk about kicking so much. Okay. We just enjoy each other's company.
What about guys who've kicked before you, not just here, but in general?
Mm-hmm. So I talked to Daniel last year. He was a big mentor for me. And coming up in high school, my high school coach was good. And Coach Fisher just tells me to trust the process. So I've had guys mentor me, and I want to turn around and do the same thing for younger guys.
Is there somebody over the years that you've looked at that you've tried to emulate?
I mean, Adam Vinatieri is the GOAT. You can't argue with that one. Hopefully he finishes this season up. But he's a guy that I look up to. for sure.
So can you see yourself kicking when you're 45?
I hope so. Hopefully my body holds up. Yes, sir.
Has anybody ever called you Braden and vice versa? Has anybody ever called him Seth?
Unfortunately, yes. And Braden goes, he thinks he's the better looking one, but I don't think he is.
So missing kicks for Katie is passionate as their pen. As passionate as their fan base are, does that prepare you for college?
Katie prepared me tremendously for college. I'm so thankful that I went there. It's like a mini college, if you will. But the coaches did a great job preparing me mentally and physically.
And the fans too. I mean, when you miss one there, it had been kind of tough knowing all those Katie fans are.
They're tough fans. There's a standard of excellence with Katie, and so we just try to live up to that every day. Very similar to the 12th man.
Well, you were usually up by 3-4 touchdowns.
They made my job easy. Yeah. So, I mean, I live for that moment as a kicker. Just the game comes down to the wire. Right. Hit a game-winning field goal. But I hope that never happens because we're up by so much.
Right. Did you watch Lambeau do it yesterday?
I did. That was exciting. I mean, it sucks for the Broncos because Eddie Pinheiro kicked a game-winner Monday or Sunday there the week before. And then Lambeau knocked it through. But, no, I was happy for him.
Some colleges would love to have the crowds that Katie High has, right?
I think so.
You didn't talk directly to win it, but, I mean, you made it a four-point ball game, made it tough on Arkansas, knowing they had to go down and score touchdowns. You played a pretty big part in that win.
I mean, all the field goals count in the SEC. Yeah. It just means more, so it's the little inches, right?
Are you vying for SEC Media Days next year?
Hopefully.
We'll see. Brandon got a free suit.
He did. That's what I want is the free suit. No, but
What would your suit look like if you had to choose?
Oh, that's probably a game time decision. But I mean, it's moments like these where I have to pinch myself and go, "Is this real?" Because it's such a dream come true.